It was the last period during the first day of school, and the students were exhausted. The day had started with a long bus ride past hayfields, cornfields, potato fields, and apple orchards, over a creek, under a bridge, around a large pond, into a forest of white birch and spruce, out of a forest of white birch and spruce, finally ending at the school. Once the students disembarked, they had only a short time to stretch their legs, not long enough to fully appreciate the colonial architecture of the gray two-story main building and the surrounding yellow cottages, before they were quickly ushered into the auditorium, which was, in fact, a repurposed barn. The entire facility reeked of old-fashioned New England simplicity, tranquility, and charm. Most of the students and their parents would never have guessed that it had once been an insane asylum. Despite the traditional appearance of the physical facility, things were definitely different at this school. For instance, the bell schedule had been replaced by a blast schedule. Instead of signaling the end of class with an irritating electronic buzzer, Kaboom Academy marked that moment with a tremendous explosion from a cannon in the meadow next to the flagpole. The first time this happened was at the conclusion of the opening assembly. The resounding boom rocked the auditorium. All the students dove under their seats, which was difficult since they were theater seats and only an infant would be able to fit under them. "We're being attacked!" several students cried.
"Yes!"
Dr. Kaboom yelled back from the stage.
"Attacked by ideas! Invaded by initiative! Assailed by perspiration! That is to say, inspiration! The assembly is over. You are dismissed to fall madly in love with learning."
That phrase, the students were soon to discover, was one that Dr. Kaboom used often. He was madly in love with that phrase. They also came to realize that Dr. Kaboom, who for some reason referred to himself as the hot mustard of the school, truly embodied his name. He loved everything loud. The beginning of class was signaled by the pounding of a massive Chinese gong placed on the other side of the flagpole. By the onset of ninth period, the students had heard the gong rung 9 times, and the cannon discharged 8. Edie Evermint sprinted down the hall, quickly checking her schedule to make sure she had the correct room number before darting into the classroom just as the final reverberations of the gong trailed off. She scanned the tables, seeking an open seat, and found one in the far corner next to a girl with a dismayed expression. Edie recognized her from her other classes. This was Victoria Zacharias. The reason why there was an empty seat next to Victoria was that, after only one day, it was obvious to everyone that she was a disagreeable person. But since there was no other available seat, Edie took that one. Besides, others might describe her as disagreeable as well. Because this was the first day of school, every teacher had suggested playing the name game to help everyone learn each other's names. In this game, a student states his name and some interesting fact about himself. Then the next person has to repeat what the first student said before adding his own name and a fact about himself. The third person has to repeat the information about person 1 and 2, then add his own name and fact, and so on. But because there were only 20 students in the 7th grade, and they all had pretty much the same schedule, not to mention the fact that most of them at least knew of each other from 6th grade at Horsemouth Middle School, by period 3, all the 7th grade students knew the names of everyone in their class. By period 6, the game had lost all of its appeal, if it had any to begin with. By period 7, just to freshen things up, students had started mentioning facts about themselves that were far too personal. Some of them downright inappropriate. After all, does anybody really need to know about your toe lint collection? By eighth period, the seventh grade students were ready to revolt. Edie was possibly the only person who actually liked the name game. She loved to learn things about other people. She made it her business to know everyone else's business, especially if it was nobody's business. In her mind, the kind of business that was nobody's business was the very best kind. Edie was a horrible gossip, a sneak, and a snoop.